This is Robin Robertson, and I am delighted today to introduce to you our newest talk show host, Michael Jones. Michael is a principal with Georgetown Mortgage Company, and welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Robin. I'm excited to be here today, and I'm excited to announce my new show, There's No Place Like Home, and I am Mortgage Mike, your host.
That's great. We love There's No Place Like Home, and that's really true. I think whether you're single or, you know, a single mom or a single dad or a couple or a family or extended family, you know, having that home, no matter what it is, a condo or a townhouse or a rental home or a home you own or whatever it is, there's really no place like home. And we really are delighted to have you here. You're such an expert in the mortgage industry and growing here in the Dallas market. And I think it's just our listeners are going to have an added benefit by having this as part of our lineup. So tell our listeners about yourself, how you got into the mortgage and how you became Mortgage Mike and all that fun stuff.
Sure. Well, you know, I actually got into the mortgage business kind of a roundabout way. Interestingly enough, my family started Georgetown Mortgage back in 2001. And whenever I was growing up, I had no interest in being in the mortgage business. It was stuffy financial paperwork, and I had no ambitions to join the family company. And so I went to Baylor and studied accounting, and I actually stayed there and got a master's in tax. And PricewaterhouseCoopers here in Dallas hired me. So I got my CPA license, and I was planning on being a partner in the Big Four public accounting world. After about 2 years, I made a family decision to leave public accounting and actually to join the family business, because as the company was growing, I did not want their efforts to vanish after they decided to leave. And so I got into the mortgage business at the very lowest level as a loan officer to really understand mortgages and to understand the business.
And it is a hard business to understand. We were talking about that before recording, and I recently sold a home, and it had been years, and there was so much more to it than I realized. And at that point, being a widow, and I was selling my parents' home, I really had to ask a lot of questions. And I'm educated. I'd sold houses before, but I just signed on the dotted line, so to speak. I really did not understand all the aspects of it. So I think that's great. And but I think it's funny that you said you didn't go into the family business because it was kind of boring, and then you studied accounting. See, I think that's really very similar there.
It's very ironic.
Yeah. We want smart people like you handling our mortgages, though.
So that's right.
That's exciting.
Right. Well, the unique thing of being a CPA is that I approach the mortgage and the transaction from a completely different perspective. And so whenever I'm working with my clients, we do an in-depth discussion and analysis to find out what's best for them. Is it best to pay off their mortgage early? Is it best to save money in the bank? And so we have a very detailed discussion of how they can use a mortgage as a financial tool instead of just a monthly payment.
Wow. So you started as a loan officer?
That's right. So I started as a loan officer at one of our branches up here. And in October of last year, I decided to start my own branch, and still part of Georgetown Mortgage. But I am now a branch manager, and I manage two loan officers here in Dallas and looking to expand.
Is your home, the parent company, is it here in Dallas or somewhere else in Texas?
Yeah, the parent company is still headquartered in Georgetown, Texas, which is where we get the name Georgetown Mortgage. And we are working to rebrand a lot of our branches up here as Georgetown Mortgage so that people can recognize the name across the state.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, let our hosts get to know you personally. Are you married? Do you have kids? Dog? Cat? Whatever.
Absolutely. So I am married. My wife and I actually started dating in 2003, and so we've been together for about 11 years now. We got married in 2009, and we have no kids yet. That is in the future, but we have three dogs, which my wife treats as our kids.
Of course.
We've got two Great Danes.
Those are big kids.
They are. One of them is 145 pounds. He's about 3 or 4 years old, and our puppy is about 8 months, and he's about 105, 110 pounds.
Oh, my word. Yeah. I'll tell you a story about Great Danes. When my son was probably, I don't know, maybe 8, we went to visit new friends and went to their house for the first time. And the little boy, his friend, opened the door, and we came in, and all of a sudden, boom! I mean, you were rushed. It was almost like watching a cattle stampede. Yeah. They had 5 Great Danes, and wow, they were the largest of the Great Danes. All different colors, mottled, gray, and they just surrounded my son, and the look on his face, if I'd had a camera, it would have been worth $1 million somewhere. He froze. And at that point, he was tiny. So, I mean, he wasn't super tall, and the dogs were as tall as he was. But what nobody knew was he had been attacked and bitten by a dog when he was 6. And he was terrified of dogs. And here he is surrounded. And before the night was over, he's rolling on the floor with these Great Danes. They are like babies. They're like big babies.
They are. Their size is very deceptive.
They had twin mattresses.
Yep.
Covering one whole bedroom floor just for these dogs.
Yeah, we have a similar situation at our house.
And the disadvantage, though, was you couldn't walk in their backyard. That was not a good thing.
Yes,
yes. And for all of you out there, you can't see Michael, but Michael's young, and so for him to be married this many years, and you know, you're older than you must be older than you look.
Yes, well, I'm an old soul.
To be so experienced.
Yes, old soul.
Okay, so after loan officer, you moved up the ranks.
That's right.
And now what do you do with Georgetown?
Yeah, so as a producing branch manager, essentially what I am responsible for is assisting my clients with purchasing a home and getting their financing together. And then I also act as a mentor, a guide to the loan officers that work underneath me. So if they have questions, if they need help, I work with them to make sure that their clients are taken care of. I also work in a business development role, which is one of the reasons why I'm doing this show, in addition to helping the listeners out there, but also to get our name out there. And so I'm a jack of all trades when it comes to being a branch manager.
Excellent. Have you ever done a radio show?
I have not. No, this is my first time.
I think you're going to be a natural at this. I met Michael at a network group, and he's a very good speaker. So I think you're going to have a great host on this show. I know that on the show you're going to talk about a lot of different things, and we'll take a break here in a minute, and then we'll come back and let you talk about the show, what you plan to cover this year, and let our audience know what to be expecting that's coming up. Give everybody your contact information, tell them your name and the name of the show and all that stuff, and how to reach you before we go to the break.
Absolutely. So I have a number of websites, Facebook, LinkedIn. The primary website is TexasHomeLoanPro.com. Listeners can reach me at 972-432-6556. And in later shows, I'll also give out my Twitter information, and people can follow updates for the show and updates for the company as well.
Great. This is Robin Robertson here at Pegasus NetWaves Internet Radio, and you are listening to our newest talk show host, Michael Jones with Georgetown Mortgage, and his new show will be airing next week here on Pegasus. There's no place like home. We're going to take a short break and be back in a moment and talk more about what's going on in the mortgage industry and what you'll be hearing from Michael in his new show, There's No Place Like Home.
Hi, I'm Kirsten James with Junior Players. We're a free youth arts organization, and we have lots of activities for kids the summer of 2014. Check out our free summer theater camps for ages 7 to 14. Our July session starts July 7th through the 18th. You can go to our website, www.juniorplayers.org, and find out all of the locations, and they are free for the participants. Our phone number is 214-526-4076. Thanks.
This is Michael Jones with Georgetown Mortgage, where we're community-minded just like you. Georgetown Mortgage offers a variety of mortgage products ranging from first-time home buyers to renovation loans all the way to reverse mortgages. If you'd like more information, please visit us online at TexasHomeLoanPro.com. TexasHomeLoanPro.com.
15 Winks is the only dating app that uses 15-second videos instead of pictures to give you a first date experience before ever meeting the person. You'll see their tone, inflection, personality, smile, looks, confidence, sense of humor, career, and education mindset. It's a 15-second speed date. To find out more, go to 15winks.com, that's 15winks.com, for an amazing 6-for-1 offer. Then click the Get It Now button and enter ID number 2522. Welcome to 15 Winks.
Away.
Welcome back. You are listening to Pegasus NetWaves Internet Radio, and you are here today on There's No Place Like Home, our newest talk show with host Michael Jones of Georgetown Mortgage. Welcome back, Michael.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We're so excited to have you with us, and I think all the tips and information you're going to share with everybody on your show is just going to be so beneficial for people. The last few years, the economy's just been up and down and round and round. I mean, it's almost like a tornado coming through town. And I know things change so fast in that industry with home rates and interest rates and calculating and pre-qualifying and all that. And I know that your plans are to demystify some of that for us. So tell everybody, kind of give them a little outline of what your show is going to be about and what you want to share with them, the listeners, that'll be of importance for them.
Sure. Well, you know, I think one of the most important things I want this show to be is something that is easy to listen to and easy to understand. I know there's a lot of other shows out there that use jargon that can be difficult to understand. And, you know, I grew up in a small town in Texas, and I think it's important to speak plainly so that people understand. The mortgage industry has really changed quite a bit over the last 7 or 8 years. There was the very loose days back in, you know, 04, 05, 06, where the industry was just not taking a good direction. And it was a leading catalyst into the financial downturn, which turned into the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. And through that, the mortgage industry started regulating itself, and unfortunately, the government also decided to step in and make it really with the intention of helping consumers. They've actually made it much more difficult for consumers to obtain a loan and to get through the underwriting process. So what I want to do throughout my shows and in the next few minutes is just to explain some of the different areas that we operate in, some of the different loans that are available for people, because one of the most important things I've found is that it's important to offer niche products to people. One of my favorite loans that we work on is a renovation loan, and people can purchase a home or refinance a home, and they can roll the cost of renovating into their home loan. So they're paying one interest rate and one loan, and they could have an updated kitchen, or they can expand the home and add a bedroom, things like that. I've done that for a number of folks here in Dallas, and it's always been a very, very exciting process, and they're always very happy with the outcome.
I've never even heard of that.
Well, it's actually underutilized in the entire nation. Last year, there was only 18,000 renovation loans that were done nationwide, which is really shocking given that 75% of the housing supply was built before 1990. So all the homes that are out there need to be updated and renovated to meet the current taste.
And there's a huge market with baby boomers for seniors. You're seeing a lot more people having to add a live-in apartment for mom or dad to come and stay in, or even for college kids to come home and live and stay in today's world. So, yeah. How is that interest-wise? Are they just like a personal loan? Are they like a mortgage? How does that?
Yeah, what's very interesting about these loans is it's not like a home equity line of credit, which tends to be a totally separate loan. It is just a typical standard loan with very comparable interest rates. The same loan term, so it's amortized over 15 or 30 years, meaning that you pay it off over 15 or 30 years. And you still income and credit qualify for it the way you would normally. But it's not a separate loan. It's a true mortgage product.
Wow. And I know you're going to have guests on your show. Tell us what you want to do with those guests. Who are we going to hear? I mean, what kind of person, and what are you going to do with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So while I do want this to be a mortgage show where I teach listeners about the different products that are out there and what's coming down the line and what they can expect, I want to make sure that we bring in perspectives from realtors so that if they're considering selling their home, they know how to stage it, bring in interior designers for people that want to renovate a home or who want to just add something new. Gardeners, things like that. I want to make this a true home show where you not only hear about the finances, but also about owning a home and the joys that come out of that.
And there are great joys out of it. You have wonderful memories, and it's kind of a part of you mm-hmm. when you think about that. All of us who don't know all this information, and it does change a lot. I mean, I was just reading an article online that home price gains are slowing, and by the end of the year, the market should be different, right?
You know, it's very different. It's a very different market than we've ever experienced, because what was happening is homes were being built at a rate that was keeping up with the market. And during the downturn, homes screeched to a halt of 300,000 to 400,000 a year, which is not sufficient for the number of people that are moving into Texas. And what we're dealing with now is a constrained housing supply. There's just not enough supply out there. And so people are fighting over the homes that are available, and people are scared to sell their homes because they don't know if they can,
Get another one,
if they can get another one. That's exactly right. And so as we move forward, what's going to happen, I think, is we're going to have more and more housing developments that are built, which will help. I think we're also going to have investors that purchased in the downturn sell their homes because they're finally ready to make that profit. And so in the next year or two, I think we're going to have a right market again, whereas now we don't have a very good market, even though the housing prices are up.
And here in Texas, we always hear we're sitting better than the rest of the country.
That's exactly right. You know, I've heard from a few people that they're worried about housing bubbles and things like that again, and I don't think that's the case for Texas, because especially Dallas, we have a strong economy. We have large companies choosing to move here and headquarter here, especially with Toyota and Plano, and I heard FedEx and things like that. There is a justification for our home prices to be as high as they are, given the market constraints. So I don't think that we're going to experience any sort of a correction here in Dallas. You know, things always change, and I don't have a crystal ball, but that's what I see coming down the line.
Wow, that's fabulous. And for people, I mean, I know when we sold ours, it was definitely a seller's market. I mean, we did have people immediately coming. I mean, we were selling an older home, and we were selling it as is. We didn't want to have to do anything. And we did have a lot of people, a lot of investors. It was predominantly investors coming to look at it and wanting to flip it. And turns out we ended up with a banker buying it. His in-laws lived in the neighborhood, so it worked out really good for them and good for us. But that whole process was different. In today's market, what are you recommending people do about getting their homes ready to sell? I mean, do they need to be doing extra things, doing less, doing what they would normally do in a regular economic situation, say?
Yeah, absolutely. And in future shows, I think a realtor will answer that very well. But, you know, I'll tell you, it is definitely a seller's market, and sellers have a lot of say-so when it comes to the transaction as to whether or not they want to fix things, if they want to offer money. They have a lot more power than they did, say, a year ago. And so I think that they can get away with selling their home at a premium still, and allowing the buyer to take care of those things. So it's that may change as we go into the fall, as the market cools down and people get out of the buying and selling season. Usually that corresponds to the school year. But as it cools down, they may have less and less power.
And that was one of my questions, school year. Now, usually people move in the summer, right?
That's right.
Are we seeing that same pattern with the economics as they are today?
Yeah, we absolutely are. Yeah, it's holding true.
Wonderful. Well, as you can see, we've got an expert as a talk show host now on Pegasus NetWaves in the mortgage industry, and I think you're going to have a great time on his show. We've been a little more serious here with his first show, but behind the scenes, Michael is really funny and a lot of fun, and I think you're going to see that more and more as he takes over the reins here on There's No Place Like Home. Michael, tell everyone again how to reach you. Give them all your contact information and how they can reach out to you.
Sure. If you'd like to check out my website, it is texashomeloanpro.com. You can reach me directly via email at michael.jones@georgetown.com, or you can call me directly at 972-432-6556.
This is Robin Robertson here on Pegasus NetWaves, and we are so delighted to have Michael and There's No Place Like Home here in our lineup on the airways, and we hope that you will listen in and become a regular listener of his show. And that's a wrap.
In the middle of our street, our house was our consolation.